Okay, only 10 more presents to wrap. You're almost at the finish line. But first... There, the last one. Enjoy a Coca-Cola for a pause that refreshes.
Welcome to the Dunker Joseph family. Hour to the vampire in your life.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Duncan Trussell Family Hour. It's a beautiful day in Los Angeles. Today is Wednesday, and this is going to be the beginning of our two-episode-a-week thing that I'm trying out. No more bonus episodes like we do with the Lavender Hour Recharge. We don't need to do that anymore. You guys have been super generous with your donations. Thank you very much. Please keep them rolling in. And also, you're buying a bunch of my chaos posters. Available at DuncanTrussell.com. And we got sponsored by Adam and Eve. So we don't need to charge a dollar for bonus episodes anymore, at least for now. We're going to give them away for free. And this particular episode is one that I'm really excited about because it's the first time I did a remote transmission from a place other than my house. In this one, I ended up going to the dungeon of a dominatrix and was whipped by this dominatrix at the end of this episode. And it was quite exciting. And she's really cool. The thing I got out of this interview, to me, there's so many interesting things in the interview, but the gestalt of the thing was how happy a person Mistress Justine Cross is. She's somebody who's living her dream. She wanted to be a dominatrix, and she went and did it. I mean, being a dominatrix is not something that you can, like, go to your school counselor and get advice on. Being a dominatrix takes guts. There's no dominatrix school. You can't get a degree in being a dominatrix. You just have to believe in yourself enough to pack up your whips, move to the big city, and start a dungeon, which she did. And a really nice dungeon with a pipe organ and a bed, and it's some incense and candles everywhere. It's a very, very, very appealing place to get flogged by a beautiful woman. And you'll hear later on in the episode, she offers a discount to you guys. So for those of you who want to go experience what it's like to get whipped in Culver City by a hot dominatrix, guess what? You're going to get a discount because you're a member of the Duncan Trussell family, and I want my sweeties to enjoy professional pain administered by a super hot femdom. This podcast actually answered some questions for me. You know, I've always kind of wondered if this is something I could get into, like seriously get into. I have friends who are seriously into it. It's their thing. It's called a lifestyle. And they end up, I don't know, some of them marry their dominatrixes. Some of them just go deep, 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 deep into this world and never come out. And that's cool because they're happy and it's what they like to do. But at the end of it all, after being whipped by a pro, I realized that I guess I'm not into it in the way that I thought I'd be. It was fun. It's pretty exciting. And I know it wasn't the full experience that I would have gotten if I didn't have a microphone shoved in front of my face while being whipped. But I got enough of it to realize that I guess if I'm going to be whipped by somebody, I want it to be someone I really love. If I'm going to have someone's heel crushing into my back or enjoy the feeling of someone's fingernails clawing at my skin, I want to have a connection with that person. Not that I didn't have a connection with Mistress Cross. I think she's awesome. But I don't know. I guess it's just not my thing. Now, that being said, I highly recommend to all of you who even have the slightest interest, go check it out. See if it's your thing. Because if you find out that you're into getting whipped by professional dominatrixes, then you have hit the jackpot. They're all over town. And I went to the best one, Justine Cross. And she's going to give you a discount. So You guys should go check her out. Now, enjoy this episode of the Duncan Trussell Family Hour. Interview with a dominatrix, Mistress Justine Cross at Justine Plays on Twitter. There's going to be a link to her website at DuncanTrussell.com in the comments section of this episode. And if you like this stuff and you like the Duncan Trussell Family Hour and it gives you something to, it adds something to your life, then why not donate? Go to DuncanTrussell.com, send me some cash. I need it. Because I think I do have to go back to Justine Cross's dungeon and make absolutely sure that I'm not into it. Just in case I miss something. And also, why not buy one of my super powerful chaos posters? They're available at the family shop on my website. And if you really want to go crazy, go to adamandeve.com. And if you enter in my name, Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N, you get half price off of all the sex toys, lube, vibrators, etc. that's on there. And you get 3 free DVDs. And I don't know. Seems like a pretty good deal to me. Lube ain't cheap these days. What with everything happening with Iran, they're going to cut off their lube supply to the United States soon. And when that happens, we're all in big trouble. So get your half-price lube now. And I'll see you around. Thanks for listening to the Duncan Trussell Family Hour. Hare Krishna. Hello, everybody. This is a very exciting. This is like actually a historic moment for me and for any podcast I've ever done, because this is a remote podcast. I've actually transplanted my my studio to an S&M dungeon in West Los Angeles. I am currently sitting in the beautiful dungeon of Mistress Justine Cross, who is a renowned Los Angeles mistress, dominatrix. I think femdom is another word for it. I'm not positive about that. I'm going to hopefully be able to film in here. It's a little dark, of course, so I don't know if it's going to pick up. But this is a beautiful place. This is not what I expected somehow. The vibe is like... it smells really good in here. There's candles burning. there's an old organ. It's got this. I'm trying to think of what the feel of the place is, but it's not. I was sort of expect. I have some stereotypical ideas about what an S&M dungeon might look like, and this is not that place. It's weirdly comfortable, but kind of terrifying simultaneously, which is beautiful. I'm sitting in a room right now with some form of I don't know exactly what do you call that.
That's called a St. Andrew's cross.
I'm sitting next to a St. Andrew's cross, which is like an X with some
eye bolts.
Thank you, mistress. With some eye bolts that I guess you tie people up to, and this is probably where you flog or whip or torment or torture people. And there's a lot of other implements around here. There's a cage in the corner of the room that has some, I don't know what the fuck it is, this crazy silver metal thing. I'm gonna film all this, but and I'm sure we're gonna find out about all this soon, because I'm sitting across from the very beautiful Mistress Justine Cross, who was kind enough, without really knowing me at all, to let me come into her dungeon and have a conversation with her about her unique and really fascinating life. So, hi, how's it going?
Good. Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Really good. So, what's a typical day for you? How does it work? When you wake up in the morning, do you have to look at your schedule book, or how does it?
You know, I've been doing this for about 5 years and there are no typical days. You know, usually I check my email, eat breakfast, like go to the gym, things like that. But I have no idea. You know, some days like I've been a consultant on GQ shoots. Sometimes I'm in here all day working. Sometimes I'm, doing like Attack of the Show or, usually beating people, working on my website, taking photos, things of that nature.
Did you say meeting people?
Beating people.
Right. Yeah. That's what I thought. Beating people. So it's like really like that's what it mostly is beat like physically beating people.
No, it is a total and complete range. You know, sometimes it's severe corporal punishment. Sometimes it's just foot fetish, smothering, cross-dressing. I'm very...
Cross-dressing? What do you mean? You make the men dress up like women?
Yes. Women's panties, stockings. I have all kinds of fun things in here. Maybe we can try some things on you later. I have it in your size, Duncan.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Yeah, you're wearing too many clothes for the dungeon, really.
Oh, really? So when guys come in here, they have to strip down. Mm-hmm. So they're in their underwear, naked. And
they're naked.
Naked?
Naked, yeah.
It seems kind of scary. It seems like... Well, I mean, there's a lot of trust involved in it. You know, someone has to really trust you. Like you, because you could kill somebody. Probably, you could just vanish somebody really easily if you wanted to. Right?
I suppose that is possible. Well, fear is a very important psychological tool I like to use with someone. If I have them up on the St. Andrew's cross and I say something like, no one knows where you are right now, and no one's gonna hear you scream, and no one's gonna notice that you're gone.
Oh, that's great.
Really fucks with them.
It's scary.
But that's the sort of sexy, seductive part. But I mean, the sort of safety, part is that I start in levels. Like I've been seeing people for a long time where it's like, I always tell people I don't take out all the bells and whistles the first time. It's like, it's sort of, it's not just about you trusting me, but it's about me trusting you and seeing how far we can go, where it's like, I'm not going to mark someone probably the first time I see them, leave a mark with my cane or my heel or something that's going to last more than like a couple of hours that you're going to see the next day.
And that's a desirable thing for some people, huh? They want,
oh, definitely.
They look at that and they think about the great day they had the day before.
Oh, definitely. People are asking me to take photos on their phones and, I don't usually post anything that I, that's kind of private, but they like it. I don't know what they do with it, but I'm sure they, visit it quite often in private time, but.
So this is something I've wondered about. What is, like, when I go to my, I have a therapist I go to, and he legally has to he can't tell anyone anything that I say to him, but you don't have any kind of legal restrictions. You could, if you were to get a celebrity in here, someone in here, you could theoretically have hidden cameras set up and blackmail them for the rest of their lives if you wanted to. What's keeping you from doing that? Is there a code of ethics involved in this?
Well, being in Los Angeles and being that I've been here for a while, I have seen celebrities. Sure. And I'm sort of not very good at identifying them, where I'm saying, oh, you look familiar. Have I seen you before? And they say, oh, no, I don't know. And then I'm like, you look like that guy in that show. I'm like, oh, you are that guy in that show. But it's like, I have integrity. This is something that I want to be doing for a long time, but certainly not something that I want to be doing forever. I don't want to be identified as the dominatrix who outed, John Smith, whoever.
Right.
So that's not something that I, want to do. I certainly don't have hidden cameras here. This is something that I do in my lifestyle as well, and my personal life, and it's not, I don't want to out anybody.
So when you were growing up, how did you start realizing this is what you wanted to do?
It's funny. It's like in high school, my friends gave me a book called I Was a Teenage Dominatrix by Shauna Kelly, which is sort of a infamous memoir of this woman who became a dominatrix. And they said, you should do this. And we just kind of laughed about it because I guess I was just a total bitch. And, I went to college, traveled, did all those things.
What did you study in college?
I have degrees in literature and psychology.
Oh, wow. Cool.
So then I moved out here, and it was just into Los Angeles, and it was something that I'd kind of thought about for a while. And then I just decided to start doing it and worked at a commercial house, then went independent. And now I have my own place, this beautiful Dungeon West.
You have your own dungeon, mm-hmm. yeah. And do you lease the dungeon out to people, or do you just solely use it yourself?
No, it's mostly just for me and my partner, Eden Winter, but we also rent it to other professionals or lifestyle people. We also do parties once in a while.
Right, lifestyle people. That mm-hmm. that means people who are into what's the appropriate term for this? Is the life, what is it, S&M? Is that right. Like?
Yeah, you could say S&M, and to most people say like the scene, or you know, right. lifestyle to BDSM. You know,
this seems. What do you do? It seems like a really dangerous job legally, in the sense that what happens if you hurt somebody? What do you do if you, one of these guys comes in and you mark them too much, like you cut someone too deeply? And there's some litigious people out. Do you make people sign releases before you beat them?
No. I mean, I work under a pretty safe, sane, consensual experience where if someone's coming in and saying that they want to be beat this way, that, you know, no one is, again, and it's something where it's like, I'm not going to mark someone too deeply or too much the first time that I see them anyway.
Right.
So I don't know of anyone who's ever done that or, you know, actually been sued or something. I think some people actually want that really fucked up experience, actually. That's not something I personally do.
Right.
You know, where someone's been like branded or, you know, or wow. something like, you know, really extreme.
Yeah.
And or fucked up in a sense that it's like dangerous things that I've heard people do, and you know, they're not suing that dominatrix, sometimes they're returning to them, or it's sort of like right. this embarrassment where it's like, what are you gonna do, go tell the cops like the dominatrix beat me too hard, guys? I don't know, it's like, oh, that's terrible, you know.
Right.
Like, there is this Australian movie, I can't remember the title right now, it's somewhere on my blog, but it's about this man who was kidnapped by three women, and they just were fucking him and tied him up for 3 days, and he goes to the cops and he says, this is not for me, this is for my friend, and my friend was beaten and forced to have sex with all these women for, you know, a week, and they just laughed at him like, oh, poor guy. And they just all kind of laugh, and they're like, let's go get a beer, you know, like, who's gonna care, who's gonna right. believe you, you know.
Right. Yeah, wow, that's a this that's a funny thing, you know, this what this is my theory on S&M. I think that all relationships, all intimate relationships have within them a type of S&M that's happening generally, or a kind of dominance versus submission happening. And there's quite often a struggle with couples where one of them is vying to be the dominant, to be the dominant factor of the dominant aspect of the relationship. Not all the time. Sometimes people just want to submit, and sometimes people just want to be like, you know, there's like a hacky type of comedian that you'll see sometimes will go on stage. Is the hacky married comedian will go on stage and inevitably have a joke about how, man, if I, you know, clean the house so that my wife would have sex with me, you know? So when I hear that, I think, oh, this is S&M, you know, this is a form of
S&M. No. If it was really S&M, then like the girlfriend in question would be wearing some hot lingerie and heels, and the guy would be crawling around, and she'd be following after him with a whip and saying, you didn't do that right. Or something needs to be adjusted just ever so slightly.
Right.
And, you know, you didn't do this right. Slap, you know?
See, this is the thing though, that what you just described seems to me a million times more healthy than what I just said. Because what I just said is like this kind of...
Well, isn't it a million times hotter? Wouldn't you clean my house if I was following you with a whip and heels?
Would I?
Yes.
Yeah,
of course you would.
Why not?
Well, I, you know, what are you doing later?
No, you know, actually, here's the thing. I probably, wouldn't clean your house because I fucking hate cleaning. It would like really, it would, but there are other kinks that I have that, you know, would... That I would totally be into, but that particular one has never.
I'm very
to
convincing,
me.
Duncan.
I'm sure you are. But here's the thing. This is what I think, that in normal vanilla relationships between people, where you sort of end up having like vanilla sex and just repressing each other, because that's what happens in a relationship. Is quite often, not all of them, but quite often, you know, one person begins to get bored, and the other person starts trying to, like, you know, keep them from doing what they want to do. This is what marriage is based on. Marriage is a form of S&M where you swear. It is. You wear these weird rings, and you're sort of bound to one another for life in a sexually monogamous relationship that mostly becomes really boring for people, and they start going crazy and getting sad and getting weirded out. So is this some form of, like, when a steam engine releases steam? In other words, where instead of going through, like, years and years of a shitty subconscious S&M relationship where you don't even admit you're in it, you can just in an hour come to your dungeon and get all of that out and right away, so that you don't. So this, what I'm asking is, do you think this could actually help people have healthier relationships by visiting you?
I definitely think so. But I think the people who are coming to see me are usually people who want this on a very regular basis. I mean, I don't know too much about everyone who sees me, but most of the people who do are single, or if they're married, it's something that maybe they don't do in their relationships, or it's something that, you know, I have men seeing me who tell me that, you know, in their relationship with their wife or girlfriend, that they're actually the dominant one, and their girlfriend or whoever, you know, is submissive, but they want to come to me every once in a while to get their shit kicked. And, you know, and they say, my lady won't dominate me, but I just need it once in a while or something.
Why do they need it? Why do they want to get their shit kicked? Why do they want to get the shit kicked out of them?
You know, because I mean, there's many different reasons. I mean, it's like, you know, when you're submissive, you're, you know, again, it's like a lot of the people who see me, they're dominant, they're CEOs, they're VPs, they're presidents, they're very high up there. They're making all the decisions all the time. And it's so relaxing, therapeutic to come in and, you know, say, nope, this is what I want to do. And you're making all the decisions for me. I have nothing in this. And that's incredibly erotic and hot to people.
Right.
So, you know, we were talking about, like, healing, and, you know, I definitely think it is, where it's like, you know, I had a client in here the other day where it.
Can I stop?
Oh, yeah, sure.
So what we were talking about before we started recording is I was proposing that. This is a form of therapy, like a type of healing. I guess it's a form of, it's almost a form of massage or something like that. It's some sort of therapeutic anti-massage or something like that, which is because my initial observations of Mistress Cross is she seems, I said to her, you seem really nice. And then something flashed in her face for a second that was, like, really intense. And she's like, well, you're not paying me to be mean to you. When it was, and so then I realized, calling a dominatrix nice is, like, not a compliment or something. But anyway, and so then I said, oh, I know, this is a form of healing, and that's why you just said that. So
I mean, there's a lot of things you just said. I mean, it's like, one, in terms of the healing is that, yeah, I mean, I definitely think it is, where it's like, I had a client in here the other day, and, you know, it was the second time I had seen him, and we did, you know, I was caning him pretty heavily, and just the look on his face was just, like, total. I mean, I'm inflicting a lot of pain. When I say caning, that's a pretty painful form of corporal punishment. You're leaving marks, you're bruising, you're leaving welts, you know, some bleeding, stuff like that. And he just had the most relaxed, euphoric look on his face. He's like, yes, yes, this is what I want. This is exactly what I want. You're giving it to me. Thank you. And this is what I need. And it feels amazing. Where it's like, yeah, he wrote me this amazing letter, and he's like, that's exactly what I wanted. You did it exactly right. You were the perfect mixture of being the cruel, sadistic goddess that you are, but also there are these, like, little kind touches. And, you know, every once in a while, like, I'd hold his hand and just, you know, look at him and all these things. So it's like, that's where this healing comes in. And
so there's almost like a maternal side to this in a strange way.
I don't know if I'd want to say maternal.
When I say maternal, I mean nurturing. You know what I'm saying? It's like there's a kind of nurturing, sweet aspect to this. Holding someone's hand while you're flogging them is, what's it like? It's like when you're, like, sitting in a bathtub and, like, put ice cubes on your face or something. It's just such a strange, dialectic that happens there, where you're inflicting pain while loving someone. That's a fascinating, what is that? That's a fascinating thing.
Oh, thank you. Well, I think it's just that, you know, people see that this is this is what I absolutely enjoy doing, that it's not just about me being, you know, a mean bully on the playground where I'm just going to, you know, kick you for the hell of it or because, you know, you're paying me a lot of money to do it. It's something that I actually care about and that I'm enjoying and that I'm certainly getting worked up and hot over, and right. I'm very happy to see that you're getting worked up and hot over. And, you know, I say, well, like, I'm not having a good time unless you're having a good time. And it gets into this weird thing where it's like, but I want you to have a good time. It's like, I am having, you know, it's like, you know, shut up. You know, when I want your opinion, I'll rip the duct tape off your mouth, you know? So, yeah, I mean, it definitely does. It's, you know, when someone walks away with that feeling where it's like, it, and it doesn't just have to be severe beating, you know, it could be any of these things, and they walk away and say, wow, that was amazing. It's like, well, yeah. I feel amazing too. Like, I feel totally elated during my sessions and when I'm playing with people, and it's absolutely what I love to do. I'm very lucky that I get to, you know, get up every day and do something that I love and have a lot of fun doing.
There, what's the fee? Because I'm sure people who are listening to this are probably going to want to come here. What's the fee?
I start at $260 an hour donation for my studio time. So
$260 an hour donation. Mm-hmm. And do you do any trade, or is that just, that's it, $260?
No. What are you going to trade me? I have everything.
I have no idea.
What are you going to trade me, Duncan? You don't have anything.
I'll do a commercial on my podcast. So we kind of talked about this before. If some of the people listening want to come and experiment with this kind of thing, can you give my listeners a deal?
If you mention that you heard about me on the
Duncan Trussell Family Hour.
The Family Hour, that's a little disturbing. But yes, if you mention that you saw me on this, then yes, I will offer you a discount.
Great. So you guys heard it straight from the mistress's mouth. If you I'm going to have a link to her website, and you can come to this beautiful dungeon. And if you do come here, you have to report back about what happens to you, because it's like an incredibly intense place. Hold on, we're going to cut to a commercial. Hey, is your house, dungeon, temple, cathedral, nursery school, nursery, chamber of sorrows, dungeon, or tower missing that extra bit of chaos energy that you need to put a pep in your step and make you feel like you've come out of autopilot and are living life to the fullest? Well, I've got just the thing for you. It's one of my limited edition Duncan Trussell possession posters available at duncantrussell.com at the Duncan Trussell Family Store. This is a poster depicting me getting possessed by the super powerful chaos energy produced from my puppet, who is directly connected to all forms of chaos in the universe and blasts that energy through me, causing my eyes to roll back in my head in orgasmic satanic bliss. This poster can be yours for a mere $33.33, and that includes shipping. But we don't ship anywhere outside the sweet, God-blessed United States. Thank you, Lord, for letting me be born in the land of the eagle and the patriot. We're only printing 666 of these things, so move fast. They're going like hotcakes. My printers think that I'm a serial killer. They don't understand what I'm doing with all these posters that I am sending out to the far reaches of this fine country. Go there, order a poster, and bring it to Mistress Justine Cross's sweet dungeon and hang it on the wall so you can stare into the whites of my eyes as you get flogged by the best mistress in Los Angeles, my friend, Mistress Justine Cross. Now back to the Duncan Trussell Family Hour. See you. Okay, everybody. Guys, we're back. Now, for the sake of the Duncan Trussell Family Hour and to be a reporter on the fringes of reality, I am going to, and for my own personal gratification, I'm going to allow Mistress Justine Cross to give me a sample of her services, and I'm going to record it so that you guys can enjoy it as well. So, what do we do? What's the plan? Hold on, let me just check this out. Hopefully, the sound's going to be okay. What do we do? What are the steps here?
Take off your clothes.
Okay, I'm going to take my shirt off, I guess. I'm going to just take my shirt off. Do you mind, mistress?
I don't want to
strip all the way down. Okay, hold on.
You remove your hat?
Yeah, hat's going. And I'm taking the shirt off.
Thank you. I'll hold that for you.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm now in an S&M dungeon with my shirt off. Ow!
And I'm grabbing his hair. Come on, step over the cord.
Ow, ow, ow.
Get down on your knees.
Okay. I'm on my knees now. And ow, ow, she's pulling my hair. Ow. Okay, it's actually not that bad. That feels good. Mm-hmm. She's rubbing my beard right now, rubbing my back. It's actually quite nice. That feels good. Claws, they're claws. Fingernails, ow, sorry. I'm sure I just said something wrong. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Aren't you a furry little beast?
I don't feel that afraid. I feel nervous more than anything. Mm-hmm. More than anything.
See, normally for me, there'd be some music going, so it's a little strange that there isn't, but...
So you do this with music.
Mm-hmm, I do this with music.
Okay. I like it. I like that you call me Little Beast, though. That's a pretty good nickname.
Mm-hmm. Maybe can you hold this one for me, too?
There we go. So now I'm holding Mistress Cross's microphone. She's rubbing my hair. This is actually... Ow. Feels good. Kind of relaxing.
I'm just trying to relax you so you don't get too nervous.
Okay. Relaxing. Mm.
So, you know to say things like yes, mistress, and no, mistress, don't you?
Yes, mistress.
Good. You learn from what I told you to do earlier.
Yeah.
And you know if anything becomes too much, you know to say mercy, don't you?
Yes, mistress.
Oh, that was close.
Ow! Ow! I just got slapped twice. But it wasn't like too bad. And we have some, she's grabbing my nipples and ow. It's actually not
I'm barely touching you.
I know. I'm overreacting. She's rubbing my chest. Feels good. So this, what's happening here is a fluctuation. Tickling? What's happening here is a fluctuation from pain to pleasure. So it seems to be this kind of, she's pushing my crotch with her boot. she's stepping on my crotch now. And she's really good at, she's rubbing my, now I have a boot on my chest and it's sharp. Jesus, those heels are sharp. She's really good. This is like, she's really good at moderating the pain. It seems like. It's almost like one of those massage chairs that you could probably turn up really high if you were out of your mind. Ow!
I don't think I'm giving you a massage. Does this feel like I'm giving you a massage?
Ow! Yeah. Yes, mistress? So she's pulling my hair now. And...
You're giggling way too much.
I'm sorry. I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure exactly the right response to this, but it's so...
I think Duncan is afraid to get too turned on in front of me.
Not in front of you, in front of the thousands of people who listen to the podcast.
Well, they can't see you, can they?
No, but they can hear me. So this is incredible. It's like pretty novel. And right now I'm going to have to say I would definitely recommend this to my listeners. She's rubbing my chest now with her boot. The boot is right in my ow, right on my chest. And the other boot is happening now. We have a spiked heel going into my nipple. Ow. Pretty great.
Why don't you lick?
I'm going for it, but do you
do it?
I just licked a boot. First time in my life. Wow. That was quick. That shift, mistress, was scary and quick. So I just licked Mistress Cross's boot, and now what?
Now why don't I put you over my spanking bench?
Of course.
And start flogging your back since you were too chicken shit to take off your pants.
Okay. Let's do it. Yes, mistress. Let's do it. I'm not chicken shit.
You didn't say
what I did.
Mistress.
Ow! I did. Yes, mistress. Okay, so here we go. I'm going over what did you call this?
This is my spanking horse.
Going onto a spanking here. Horse. It looks
why don't
like
you move this out. So
move it this
here.
Way.
Jump me off.
Okay. Where do I? So move it.
Just move it out a little bit more so there you can. You're going to, let's see, how are we, oh, I'm flogging your back. That's right. Okay. So that's good. See, kind of like that, only you're going to be over here.
Okay. Here.
Thank Here's you. Yours.
Okay.
All right. This is a little difficult with these hand holding the mics here.
I know. That's the problem. I wish we could set a mic. I knew this would happen. Well, look, you know what? I'll just lay it down. If people hear it, they hear it.
Okay.
So where? Show me.
Okay. Let's see.
She's guiding me by the back of my pants. She's done this a lot. She's really good at this.
Mm-hmm. So. Normally, I'd be doing this by your cock, but again.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
You like guide people around by their cock?
Yeah. Just grab something and throw them around.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
or by a collar.
Mm-hmm. She's grabbing my throat now and like forcing me to look into the mirror.
Mm-hmm. Now this is where we spend a lot of time admiring me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell everyone what's going on in the mirror?
So what's going on in the mirror is I'm feeling insecure about my body. My shirt's off. I feel fat and gross.
No, about me.
Ow!
No one cares about hearing about you, Denton.
Sorry, Mistress Cross is beautiful. She's wearing a red dress. She's rubbing my back right now. I like the noises that she's making, kind of like, ow, ow, ow. Kind of like a demon in the lower pits of hell would sound like right before they're about to stab someone with a pitchfork. So, ow. Okay.
All right. Why don't you bend over?
Bending over the spanking bench. What am I doing? This is gonna. She's rubbing my back. It keeps fluctuating. It keeps fluctuating from
No. Bend over so your knees are bent.
Oh.
There you go.
So now I'm.
That's okay. Good. Mm-hmm. All right. Let me. Get something to torture you with.
Okay, I'll just wait here. The way oh Jesus, the way that she has this set up is that you're forced to look into a. I'm looking into a mirror at myself with my shirt off, about to get whipped, and it's a real mind fuck. And in the background, I can see her, which I think is probably people want that a lot. So. Mm-hmm. Knee to the back. I'm being forced down by her knee.
Pushed. Why don't you tell people about my boots?
She's got black, black dominatrix boots that have really sharp heels that she grinds into you. Ah! This is crazy. Ow! All right, so here comes the whip. She's rubbing my back with the whip. Oh, geez. Oh, man. Please. Oh boy. Phone's ringing.
Yes, I'm very popular, but I'm not going to be getting it.
Okay, here we go. I was almost saved by a phone. Ah, jeez. So she's starting to like lightly whip my back. And that it's getting a little harder now. A little harder. It's kind of... Ow. Now it's... Ow! Ow! This is a... Ow! The mistress is whipping my back now, lightly. Clearly the observer effect is messing this up. If this wasn't being recorded, I'm sure everything would be, ow! Now it's getting harder. I could take more though. Ow! Why did I say that? Ow! Why did I say that? Ow! Ow! It really hurts. Ow! This is, ow, ow, ow! Oh, wow. Ow! It really hurt. Ow! I am not... Up until this point, I was exaggerating the... Ow! That fucking hurt!
Mistress Justine Cross, you are very talented. Oh, thank you. Now she's rubbing my back.
No, I'm running my nails down your back. You're making it sound like all these really nice things are happening in here, which I think they are, but not the way you're describing them.
She's rubbing her nails, pulling my hair. This would be, if you came in here without a podcast, it would blow your mind. Highly recommend this. It's good. It's good. It's the opposite of massage.
The opposite.
That's exactly what it is. It's a relaxation through pain. Ow!
So do you want more?
Yes, mistress. Ow!
Good.
Oh, Christ, I wish I worked out more. Ow!
I wish you shaved your back more.
Ah! Come on! That hurts so much worse than a whip. Ow!
Dominatrix.
I am hairy. I gotta shave my back. Ow!
You know, if you want, we can just wax that.
No,
that
I would rather. You know what?
I could wax a J into that back pelt of yours.
I don't want a J into the back pelt. I want the pelt gone.
Oh, really?
And by the way, I'd rather get whipped than my back waxed. Ow! I got my back waxed by these Asians once, and it broke out and zits. It was one of the worst. Ow! So this is. This is intense. I feel like I've learned a lot here, mistress. She's running her nails against my back. And this is, by what I'm getting from this, is that this is kind of the very tip of the iceberg. And that if you were really compelled and drawn into this kind of lifestyle, you could definitely... have a fascinating hour here. Ow. Rubbing my nipples now. Ow. And down to the legs. She's grabbing my crotch. Pretty great. And my hair is being... Wow!
Was that a good introduction, Duncan?
Yes, thank you, Mistress Justine Cross. How cruel of you, sweet and cruel you are. What a wonderful mistress. Everyone, that was my first experience with actual S&M, and I have to say it was just fantastic. And I was at the hands of a master, literally and figuratively, mistress rather. So, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I'm going to have a link to Mistress Cross's website up on our website. You're going to get a discount if you come here and mention the Duncan Trussell Family Hour, and you must report back. So I'm out of here. Goodbye. Good night. I love you. Be kind to one another. Whip each other. Sometimes that's the sweetest thing you can do to someone. Dig your heels into the back of life and make life whimper and beg you for more, because life will thank you for it. And maybe even pay you a lot of money. Talk to you later. Bye, everyone.
Rolling.
If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a of a tree. Talk about a girl, talk about a boy, counting all the ripples on the sea.
That was Happy Talk by Jad Fair and Daniel Johnston from the album It's Spooky. Buy the album. See you later.
Okay, only 10 more presents to wrap. You're almost at the finish line. But first... There, the last one. Enjoy a Coca-Cola for a pause that refreshes.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.